You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go! Hi, lovelies. So you're going to want to listen to this episode in full. This was an interview that I did on Zoom with one of the absolutely most loveliest women that has been part of many of my groups, has gone through such a massive transformation in the last 2 years. Brittany is a mom of three boys. She is a devoted wife. She is a She's a life coach. She has practiced life coaching. She has decided to take a step back. She shares with us her whole journey of really finding her truth and finding her way in this episode. And without giving away too many of the nuggets, because I want you to go and listen now, she really talks about how she has really become a master manifester in her life. And she talks about what she's manifested, how she's manifested, including five-figure months, a dream house, and so many other things. I promise you, you're going to want to listen to this in full. Go enjoy. And side note, we are still enrolling in Magnetic. There are some spots left. We are starting 1 week from now. So if this is interesting to you, if what Brittany's talking about is interesting to you, feel free to take a look at all of that information. Shoot me a DM. If you listen to this after we've closed the cart, go get on the wait list, because we will be enrolling in this sometime in the future. All right, my loves, hope you have a beautiful day and enjoy the amazing and radiant Brittany. Awesome, you guys. I'm so excited to introduce you to Brittany. I feel like I can call you my friend, client, woman in our community. Welcome here.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to be with you.
Yes, I am so happy to be here. And
just... look at our smiles. So Brittany, I'll just give you a little intro and then I want you to, you know, share a little bit about yourself. But I was right before we started recording this, she said, is there anything that you want me to share about specifically? And I said, no, just be yourself. And I love your response, Brittany. You said, I'm actually really good at doing that now. And I mean, do we really want or need anything more than being ourselves? Brittany came and started working in one of my programs. I think it was Thrive, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
About 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And you've weaved in and out of different programs, and you have thought about, or you started businesses, you've stopped them, you've pivoted. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that's the most profound about what your experience has, and I want you to share from my point of view, is that you've just gone on this spiritual journey that you really didn't even realize, and that has you bright and shiny and smiling from ear to ear on the inside out. So Brittany, welcome, and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do now, and I'll ask you some questions.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm Brittany, and right now I am a stay-at-home mom of my three boys, ages 3, 6, and 7. I'm also a life coach, but at this point I am not doing very much of that. I used to run a business online and work with women who, I just wanted them to be able to know themselves and feel themselves too. So that's kind of who I am.
Awesome. So Brittany, do you remember when you first came into Thrive, like what your, like, okay.
Okay, let me just tell you, I just found the screenshot of the ad I found you on Facebook. It was September 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I screenshotted it. I didn't join Thrive until December, but I just thought, who is this woman? She's saying things that, like, I need. And it was all about, like, money, how to get over your money blocks. And, you know, I'd started this business and I just thought, this woman has something, and I'm not quite sure. Little did I know really what I was signing up for. I thought I'm, like, going to get business strategy and I'm going to, like, you know, do all this stuff. And I think one of the first things I remember, was the retreat we did at your house for Thrive. I had, like, come, I was running the business the way you were supposed to, like, this and strategy and Facebook ads and like all the things to get the money, and it wasn't coming in. And I just remember you being like, you're very like, what if you just kind of like kind of chilled out a bit? I'm like, no, like that is not how you do it. Like, I remember just being like, I don't know about this girl anymore. Like, I don't think that works. Like, you got to be rigid all the time, you know? So,
okay, and what happened?
Well, so actually it was like at that place where I like just, I realized like this feminine flow, that's what you call it. I'm like, I don't even know what that really is, but I think I need to find out. So that's what I really got out of Thrive, was this awakening to like, there's another way to do this. And so I kind of like, that's what I worked on, was this inner spiritual stuff. I'm like, what is happening? And I started to just trust myself. I'm actually super intuitive, but I usually like, no, we're supposed to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And I just started to lean into, you know, like, what do I want to do? What would feel good? Like, started to ask these questions I never allowed myself to. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, this is a lot easier. This is a lot more fun. This is better. I'm enjoying life. Look. And then like 3 months later, I had my first 5-figure month. Like, yes. Drop. It almost felt, I was doing the morning routine, just like so in flow. And I'm like, it worked. Like, I can't believe it worked. Like, and so then it was kind of in this place of like, okay, great. Then I'm going to start doing this because this feels a lot better.
Yeah.
So that was about a year ago, over a year ago that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And awesome. And so you have this 5-figure, this is so good. This
totally,
is so
well, good. And it was. So, okay. So let me just continue on. So 5-figure month, I'm like, yes, I've finally done it. We're going to have consistent 5-figure months. Like, I'm going to, you know, have my 6-figure business, my next, all the things.
Yeah.
And so that was in last year, September. And then come October, November, I started to be real clear that like, I should close down after I finished out the group I was working with. And I'm like, no, like, no, it finally just got good. Like, I can do this. So I resisted. I even signed up to be in a master. I'm like, nope, I'm doing business. And I was like, yeah. I can't do this. Like, I am so clear that come January, like, I need to pull back down. And I didn't really know why. And I was kind of mad about it, but I knew very clear, like, that's the answer. And then the pandemic hit in March and I had my 3 boys at home. We ended up selling our house. We're in transition. We're built. Like, I could not have done it. So I like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I listened. Like,
yeah.
And I'm right where I need to be still, even though it's not what I thought was going to be.
Yeah. So for the woman that's listening, that's going, well, Brittany, like, good for you that you had the ability to choose to make a 5-figure month and then pull back.
Yes.
And to listen to your intuition in that way.
Yes.
What would you say to that woman that's like, well, I'm on a journey to make 6-figure months. Like, that's what I'm up to.
Yep. No. And I totally can appreciate that. And that's actually one of the things that I've thought about over the summer. And as I'm not like, I don't have a revenue source that's coming into me. I've been I'm very into manifesting and believing in abundance, and like, I'm open to receive. And what I have found is money really can come from anywhere. So even though I've closed down this business, I like, somehow I'm getting like magical offers. Like, I'd really like you to be my client for free so I can blah, blah, like, whoever, you know, I'd really like to pay for your therapy for next year. I'm like, what? I mean, these are things I'm wanting and needing, but I mean, the universe just shows up. And I think it always has, but I was in a place where I thought I wouldn't receive. I'm like, no, I got to do this on my own. I'm independent. I am, you know, I had all these rules. And so by all of a sudden, like, being willing to receive, it's very vulnerable. It's a little bit scary. Like, but I have everything I need. And it's, I mean, I have more than what I had. It, and I can't explain it. Like, it almost doesn't make sense. But like, it's what's happening. And the more I focus on it and think about it, the more ease and like things just come in and opportunities, and it's unreal.
So Brittany and I had a one-on-one session. It was one of the bonus calls from her joining Align Higher this past round. And we had a one-on-one session and we were finishing up the session. And she said, Heidi, you know, I think, I don't know if you asked me or if I asked you, but we started talking about manifesting in other ways throughout, other than building a business.
Right.
And, you know, for Magnetic, we are focused on women entrepreneurs, building wealth, building businesses, building money.
Yeah.
And we are always open to it happening in so many ways, because why close down the universe to only having it come through in one way?
Yeah.
And we talked about it for a couple of minutes. And then about 10 or 20 minutes later, Brittany sent me this email that I was totally tearing up and so emotional. And I think it was titled "The Ways That I Have Manifested Both Like In and Out of My Business" or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
And you proceeded to rattle off
amazing things.
Amazing things.
Yes.
That has like, come of a as a result. And if you were to, if you can like, as a result of what?
Let's see. It is that feminine flow and intuition that like you first kind of shook my world with, was like, there is another way to do this and start to lean into that. So like really trusting that connection I have with source, really trusting that like I'm safe in my body. I'm safe to have these thoughts of maybe the business should be shut down. I mean, you just start to say, okay, what would that look like? Like get curious. Well, you know, what would my next step be?
Yeah.
And just kind of take the path one step at a time. Because even if you'd told me like, you know, what my circumstances are now that are all really positive, I think, you know, like 3 years ago, I'd be like, no, remember we're supposed to live in this town and I want to live by my family. And now everything's opened. And I think, oh no, this was what we needed. This was the better path. And like, I'm so glad I like trusted enough to go down the path.
Because my brain couldn't have figured, no. Like, we can't see that path.
Right.
It's like the little steps along the way and then continuing to follow those and having the courage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Do you come from a religious background?
Yes. Super religious Christian.
So when you talk about source or spirit or trusting or your intuition, I'm curious how you kind of reconcile that inside of
yourself. Well, that was actually one thing, is I had a very rigid sense of what God was. And when I joined your community and started to hear other women speak of it in a different way, I thought, you know what, there's more here to just than this like God. Mm-hmm. Like it's the same kind of rigid into flow is like, what do I feel connection with? Like, mm-hmm. And yes, I call it God. I call it source energy. Like, those are the things that resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been part of my journey over the last few years to kind of reconcile this like religion versus spirituality and who am I and where's my place in all this. And it's been a beautiful journey. It's a journey I'm still on.
Yeah.
But it really like, it's one of those, like the process is worth, you know, doing, even though I don't know where the outcome is yet. I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. Awesome. I want to see if there's any questions, but anyone that's thinking about joining Magnetic or, you know, just coming to be part of this community, what would you tell them?
Well, what I would tell them is as soon as I joined one of your communities, I just like kept being like, whatever Heidi's doing, I need to be doing it because I just like,
Be careful, right? Be careful.
Oh no, I know. Which is why I'm like, nope. Like, you know what you need to do, right? And no, but I just, there's something about being in a community of women. Like, it's not just you. It's usually, I mean, there's other women that I've got to know and see. And it just becomes a really beautiful place to be safe, to say, here's who I am. Here's what I'm experiencing. And to really be held in a container. And then also, I mean, I really did very much like tactile learn from you, like brave conversations. Like, I mean, there's certain things that really have, allowed me to like day by day do things that I think continue to bring me goodness.
I love it. And if I, you know, I experienced you one way and I'll share that, but if you were to tell somebody like, this is how to get the most out of one of Heidi's programs, what would you suggest?
Oh yeah. Let's see. Well, first I would say like really make the commitment up first. Like I'm going to come and like week one, here's what Heidi's going to ask me to do. Like first day of the week, just start to listen to the video, start to do the journal, like make the most of it in that sense.
Yeah.
But, and that's all helpful. But the thing that I think I really appreciate the most is when you are on these live calls and you're in a community and you can receive either connection with other women, you know, like really being vulnerable and sharing, or receiving coaching from you. I think one of the most helpful things is I would just come and be like, I'm going to just dump a bunch of things out of my mouth. Can you please make sense of what's happening and ask me the right questions? And that is like, that to me is one of the most valuable things.
Yeah. And what I want to say about you is like, you were there and there would be weeks that you,
oh, right. Yeah.
Every single week, but you would show up. And almost every week, Brittany was one of the first people to raise her hand.
Which I was self-conscious about, but I got over.
Yeah, you have to get over it because you were courageous and you were vulnerable and you were a leader. Mm-hmm. And I want, like, you weren't always smiling like this on those calls.
I remember
one specifically that you were like, it's been 4 weeks and I joined this program to get more clients and I don't have the, and it was like, and I was like, we're going to go there, Brittany. Like, let's get into this.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it was awesome because you were just bringing your full self. And being willing to do that was, and then, you know, you had an amazing experience in a breathwork session actually at my home. And now we're doing those online given the events. And I keep hearing from women, like, I thought it couldn't be so impactful online, and the breathwork really is impactful. But all of this to say, you fully showed up, and you showed up for yourself first, and then you showed up for the community, and you received the results. Kat, is there any questions? I'm just curious because I'm gonna just try and jump on here on this sitting on gold, and if there's not, that's okay.
I would also say too, there was when you're talking about like breathwork. I hadn't done breathwork before I came to your house.
Uh huh.
And I was a little skeptical, maybe even like, is this like voodoo magic? Like, am I gonna, you know, like I didn't know what to expect. And one of the things along this whole journey is the willingness to just be like, I'm gonna be open to a new way. And sometimes that new way was like, yes, this is great, let's do it. And sometimes like, I don't know if that's really for me, but like, I understand, you know, that might be for someone else. Like, take what you want and leave the rest. Yeah. And I gave myself permission to do that. So there was like this openness that I think always led to being given what I needed.
And you know, I think so much of the time, right, people just want to be told what to do. Like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Especially those of us that are, we're high achievers, we're go-getters, we want the end result. So we're like, just tell us what to do. And you know, I feel like there is this fine line. There is this balance of like, there's steps you need to take to build your business. Yes, that needs to happen. But as you experience, like, and as I experience on a day, it's like so much of it is following our own intuitive hits and going, I'm sure I can do it this cookie cutter route, which is what you did to begin with. And sure, I went out and spent X amount on Facebook ads and did the thing and got some clients, but I was kind of miserable doing it. Why not just go work a corporate job, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Brittany, I adore you. Thank you so much for this. Any final thoughts that you want to leave with? And if, you know, whatever.
No, I think I'm good. I really thank you for always being a place where it felt like a very safe container. Like, I can just come and whatever I'm experiencing, like, really, I had some really ugly crying on your calls. But I can also be big and happy and smile. Like, I'm both of those things. So like, I don't have to play a part.
Awesome. Beautiful. You hold such a special place. And I look forward to connecting always with you. Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Kat says, wait, hold on.
Karen would like to know a list of your manifestations.
Oh, Karen, I'd love to give you my list. Okay. Yeah, actually that was what I wrote. I wrote, I need the list. So we moved. We sold our house for higher than I thought we would. It was actually about exactly what I was manifesting, over asking price, right? And then I started building a home that's our dream home for the moment. I don't know if it's forever, but I'm designing it. I love it. It fuels me. Like, that is awesome. And then there's
just to like hunker down, like, is this something that you and your husband thought that like in the books, was this in the plans? Was this,
No. And my husband, this is another thing too. He was like anti all manifest, like all this woo stuff. He's like, I don't know what that is, but that doesn't work. You just got to work hard. I'm like, okay, honey. Great. So he runs his business and, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of, that's scary, right? Entrepreneur life. But the more I found that I just kept my hold, my manifest of like, there's always enough, like there's abundance in the universe, that he kind of, it rubbed off on him. And now he's actually a little bit like, well, maybe that manifesting thing worked, because it didn't look like this 3 years ago. Thanks so much for doing the work. So I've made a believer out of him. But even things like finding money on the ground, or like having someone offer me a service that I wanted, but I thought, you know, it's not in the cards right now. It doesn't work. So
I have your list. Can I read a few of these?
Yes.
I just pulled it up on my phone here.
Please read them.
Okay. So right now she's living for free in a beautifully remodeled 2-bedroom home right next to a pool. It's your parents' back house.
Yes.
She says that she's manifested having dinner made for her every night. I want it because my mom loves to cook and my dad likes good takeout. Thank you for inviting me over. I'm building my dream home, and she sent me a picture, which we can post with her,
Yeah.
In that I designed in a beach town with very chill vibes.
My vibes. Yes.
With your, with your chill vibes. My husband's been able to add a new location to his business so that his commute will be under 10 minutes as opposed to over an hour each way. The new location is amazing and all he has dreamed about for his growing business. He started running the company 8 years ago with 6 employees now, and now there are over 30 and their revenue has multiplied by 4. And now my husband is a great manifester. He does it unintentionally and always by the skin of his teeth, that 11th hour miracle. Exactly. He always manifests just barely enough.
That's what he calls in and that's what he gets. We're working on this.
I have people that are literally just handing me money. I bring my grandparents deli sandwiches for lunch and my grandpa hands me a $100 bill on the way out. My husband did a side job and got paid in cash. He handed me $2,000 in cash. I bought my other grandfather a pie and he handed me a $100 bill that he won't take back. Yeah.
And this is the thing, is actually when I read that, I was self-conscious to think like, oh, it's because my parents have it or my grand, you know, but that's always been there. And I never felt it. I mean, we were like couponing for groceries 4 years ago. Yes. So what, I don't know if it wasn't offered. I don't know if I didn't receive. I don't know if they couldn't offer. I have no idea what shifted, except that like, I just show up in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this element of it takes some humility to receive, from my experience.
And I appreciate you saying that, because the reality is that I have also manifested a lot with and through my husband. And
right.
I think that as a, you know, as the kind of like powerful manifester or spiritual one behind entrepreneurial husbands, it can be very easy to tell a story of, well, they're the ones that are really doing it, but I'm like, I'm not really doing my part. Right. And what you're sharing, which I don't talk about that much because I've got some of my own stuff that I need to do. But, you know, when I get reflected from a lot of other women or coaches or mentors or entrepreneurial sisters of like, Heidi, you called this in. Like, you called in this level of abundance, being able, it wouldn't have been up to my husband to build this house that we're sitting in right now. Like, it just, he would have never done it, nor did we think that we could afford it. So I just really appreciate you sharing that, because it's not just about marrying into or having certain things. It's an active co-creative process that you are in to believe that more is available. And sometimes that'll come directly through you, and sometimes that'll come directly through you from other people.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, it's only been in the last 2 years that these things are happening. And it's been the 2 years I've been doing this work. Like, my husband's been running the business for 8 years, and it's 6 years of really struggle, you know? And like, the only change is me doing this work that I, you know, I mean,
that's
so awesome. It's like, I can't, basically there's a point to say, I can't deny that that has to be part of this. You know, even if it seems like, well, it's not very tangible, this has to be part of my journey because nothing else makes sense for how quickly things shifted in huge ways.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
Absolutely.
Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.